This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new system to serve the health needs of veterans takes effect tomorrow. It's called the VA Mission Act. This law ends the program known as Veterans Choice, which aimed to create health care options for veterans in the private sector, but was bogged down with bureaucratic problems. The Mission Act aims to correct that with the new Veterans Community Care Program. On the line with me now to explain how it'll work for veterans is Manchester VA Medical Center Director Al Montoya. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So this new law spells out new criteria for eligibility for veterans. For New Hampshire veterans, the most relevant one is that veterans living in any state without a full-service VA hospital is therefore eligible, and New Hampshire is one of those states. So does that really mean that all New Hampshire veterans who are enrolled at the VA are eligible for Mission Act care?
Yeah, so I would say for those veterans that are eligible for VA care, they would also be, in most cases, eligible to go out and use the Mission Act in the care out in the community. I think what's really exciting for Granite State veterans here is that under the previous choice legislation, we already had a carve-out for that for our veterans to go out in the community because of, as you mentioned, not having a full-service hospital. So I think for us, our veterans should not feel much of a difference whatsoever in utilizing that component of the Mission Act.
So in short, that means essentially if a New Hampshire veteran, whether they're in Manchester or Hanover or Berlin, if they don't want to go to a VA facility, they don't have to. They could try to find a private doctor through the Mission Act.
So that is true for those that are eligible. I think over the last 18 to 20 months, we've been working really, really hard here at the Manchester VA to give our veterans in the Granite State the reason to choose the Manchester VA.
Can I dig a little deeper on the eligibility question? Because you're saying yes if they are eligible, but what I read online seems to suggest that they're automatically eligible because they are a New Hampshire veteran. If that is not the case, then what are some things that might make them ineligible for care under the Mission Act?
Yeah, so what I will tell you, Peter, is that eligibility is one of those issues that is a little bit more complex for our veterans. So for veterans that have not ever signed up for care within the Department of Veterans Affairs, they would normally come in and sit down with an eligibility coordinator who would walk them through that to make sure that they're eligible in general for VA care. So this, as I mentioned, is a very complex issue, one that we do have staff here to be able to help them walk through that process. I think, you know, eligibility for the community care component then also depends on individual health care needs and circumstances. So if they're eligible for VA care, in most cases, they'll also be eligible to go out into the community. But it's a conversation that's best had with our eligibility coordinators to make sure.
Which private doctors will veterans be able to see through the program?
Yeah, so with the Mission Act, we've been able to partner with TriWest for now until September. And in September, we'll actually be partnering with Optum Healthcare Solutions. And these two providers are actually building a network for us to be able to allow our veterans to go out in the community.
So the doctors would essentially have to opt into those two networks you mentioned.
That is correct.
Under the Veterans Choice Program, the VA, through the third-party contractor at the time, had trouble paying physicians on time for care that was given to veterans. And some physicians dropped veteran patients because of that. Do you expect that same problem to occur under the Mission Act?
You know, so I think that TriWest is very appropriately staffed and are moving the things forward to make sure that the providers are paid in a timely fashion. It's actually built in part of their contract, and so I'm not too concerned about that whatsoever. As we have done in the past, if that does come up, you know, I'm more than happy to work with those individual providers or groups to make sure that we're paying in a timely fashion.
The Mission Act also spells out a new benefit for urgent care. Can you tell us a little bit about what that benefit is?
The benefit to be able to go out and access urgent cares is one that I think is going to be the most beneficial because it is going to impact veterans who, you know, are maybe facing an urgent care crisis that would be most appropriate for them to go in their community. So we're working with TriWest right now to build up that network. Our veterans will be able to go on va.gov and search for the location of those urgent cares that are in the state of New Hampshire. I think what's important about the urgent care benefit, and this is probably, Peter, the most important component of that, is that a veteran has to go to an urgent care that is in network. A veteran cannot just go out to any urgent care that's in the community. It has to be an in-network provider, and that's why I mentioned that they'll have to go to the va.gov website to find those in-network providers that are out there.
Al Montoya, director of the Manchester VA Medical Center, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Peter. I appreciate it.
And veterans with questions about this new Veterans Community Care Program under the Mission Act may be interested in attending the VA Town Hall meeting at the VA in White River Junction, Vermont. That is taking place on Tuesday, June 11th at 5:30 p.m.